So let's review. The Mishnah earlier ruled, Ha'emer im teilid ishti zachar yitol mana, yodur zachar yitol mana. If someone declares, if my wife delivers a son, give him a mana, if she indeed gives birth to a son, he receives a mana. This indicates a mazakal uber kana, one can transfer property to a fetus. But it contradicts Rav Huna's ruling, a mazakal uber laikana, one cannot transfer property to a fetus. The Gemara in the previous daf offered several resolutions and now continues and suggests another resolution. The Amar likish teilid. The Mishnah refers to a case where he said, when my wife gives birth to a boy, give me mana, only transferring the property to him after he is born and already ba'olam. However, the Gemara rejects this answer because this is subject to a machlekes. Hamazakal uber loikana. One cannot transfer property to a fetus. However, likashat teilid, if he says that the gift should be effective upon the child's birth, Rav Nachman amr kana, Rav Huna amr loikana. Rav Nachman says it is effective, while Rav Huna says it is not effective, thus Rav Huna himself did not accept this distinction. The Gemara cites a third opinion regarding this case. Rav Sheshes Amar, Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh Kana. One can transfer property to a fetus even before it is born. And he cites the following brisa as proof. Gerusha Meis Ubizbezu Yisrael Nechasav. If a convert dies, ostensibly without any heirs, and Jews took his assets assuming that it's hefker, ownerless, and then Shamush Yeshli Ben, Oishaisa Ishtemu Beres, Chayav L'Hachser. If they then hear that the ger has a son or that his wife is pregnant, they must give everything back. If after giving it back they hear that the son died or the wife miscarried, whoever takes the assets after the death or miscarriage is the rightful owner. Apparently, a fetus can acquire property. The Gemara differentiates. Perhaps he can acquire an inheritance since he acquires the property automatically, but he cannot actively participate in acquiring anything. Rava Amar, Rafay Marfin Biyadayu Meikar. The fetus did not yet inherit the estate. Nevertheless, the first acquisition was not effective because there was some doubt at the time as to whether there were any heirs, as evidenced by the subsequent discovery of the son or fetus. Therefore, Loihava Chaskase Chazaka, the first person performed the kinyan without complete resolve that they could acquire the estate, and so it was not valid. The Gemara explains, Ike Benayu Sheshamu Boishames Beloimes Vachachachmes. Abai and Rava disagree in the case where someone claimed the assets after mistakenly hearing that the son died, but he had not died, but afterward the son did die. La Abaya chaskasi rishayne in the chazaka. According to Abaya, an uber can acquire a yerusha, and the first acquisition was not effective because the fetus was still viable at that time. La Rava chaskasi rishayne chazaka. According to Rava, an uber cannot acquire even a yerusha, and the first acquisition was effective since they claimed it with complete resolve according to the information they had at the time that there were no heirs. The Gemara challenges Rav Sheshes, who ruled Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh Kana from a Mishnah. Tinik Ben Yoim Echad Noichel U'Manchel, a one-day-old child inherits and bequeaths, which infers Ben Yoim Echad in Uberloi, only a born child inherits, not a fetus. The Gemara answers that according to Rav Sheshes that a fetus can acquire property, we must interpret the Mishnah to be referring to two specific halachas regarding which he does not inherit. As Rashbam explains, My nafgalon mina dehaytinik. How is this halacha of Noichel U'Manchel relevant? For example, if the child inherits a share in his father's estate and then bequeaths this property to his brothers when he dies, the brothers would have acquired this property just the same if he did not inherit it, since they would inherit it directly from their father. Therefore, Rav Sheshes explains that this halacha is relevant in a case where Noichel b'nichsi ha'em lahanchel achim in av. The child inherits his mother and bequeaths this property to his paternal brothers. As Rashbam sets up the scenario and explains, Yaakov had two wives, Rachel and Leah. With Leah he had two sons, Reuben and Shimon, and with Rachel he had one son, Yosef. In our scenario, Yaakov died before Yosef was born, and Rachel died in childbirth, and Yosef died after he was born alive. Yosef inherited Rachel's assets, and when Yosef died, his paternal brothers, Reuben and Shimon, inherited these assets from Yosef. Therefore, Dafka ben Yom Echad aval Ubrulai, if Rachel were to die in pregnancy, Yosef, the fetus, would not transfer property in this way because Hu Mayis Beresha, Ve'inah ben Yerush as Imer Bekever Lahanchel Achem in Av. Whenever a pregnant woman dies a natural death, the fetus dies a moment before the mother, and only a deceased person can inherit property for the sole purpose of transferring it to his heirs. But a fetus cannot do that, and so in this case, he would not inherit his mother in death. Or we explain the Mishnah regarding Shememayit Bechelik Bechira V'davka Ben Yoim Echad Aval Uberloi. Generally, the Mishnah agrees with Rav Sheshes that a fetus can inherit and bequeath, and only excludes a fetus regarding the laws of the firstborn's double portion. As Rashbam explains, Generally, hinich shnei banim v'nich yud beiz mana. Yitol Reuben chas mana v'shimon dalad mana. If there are only two brothers and the father left them 12 mana, they divide it three ways, and the bechor receives 8 mana, or 2/3 of the estate. And if hinich gimel banim, nitol Reuben shisha v'shimon gimel v'levi gimel. If there are three children, we divide the estate four ways. The bechor receives half the estate, and the other brothers each receive 1/4. Therefore, ben yemeched memayit, a one-day-old child is counted as one of the heirs. Although the brothers inherit him regardless, his portion diminishes the size of the Bechor's double portion as follows. In our case, the one-day-old child inherits his quarter share. And then when he dies, the two older brothers divide his quarter share of 3 mana equally because there's no pishnayim in a brother's Yerusha. Therefore, Reuben the Bechor only receives 7.5 mana, and Shimon the second brother receives 4.5. In this way, ben yemeched memayit. However, Aval Ubra le Memayit, because Ben should know L'achar Mises Aviv in the Memayit Bechelik Bechera. A fetus does not diminish the size of the Bechera's double portion. Rather, the firstborn's double portion is reckoned as if the fetus was not one of the heirs, because the Pasuk says, V'yoldu le'banim, losis le'pishnayim. Only children born at the time of the father's death diminished the size of the double portion. In our case, the Pishnayim is figured as if they were only the two brothers, Reuben B'Shimon, and Reuben the Bechera first gets the Chelik Bechera of 1/3 of the estate. 4 mana. The remaining 8 mana are then divided equally among all three brothers, each getting 2 2/3 because of a mana, because a fetus does acquire a share in the Yerusha. At this point, Reuben has 6 2/3 mana. Now, when the Levi, the third brother, dies, his 2 2/3 is split by the two older brothers that each get 1 1/3 mana. At this point, Reuben the Bechor has a total of 8 mana. This is what is meant by Uber Lememite. The Gemara cites an alternate version of this ruling. If someone's wife gave birth to twins after his death, the Bechor does not receive a double portion because the Pasuk says, Ki yasa Bechor, Yakar lost lepishnayim. Only a Bechor recognizable in his father's lifetime receives a double portion. The Gemara concludes, Hilchasa hamazakal uber loikana, one cannot transfer property to a fetus. However, that's only with uber achar, a strange fetus. But libanai kana, one can transfer property to his own child while he is still a fetus, because daita shel adam krebetz libanai v'gamar makna machaliba. His closeness to his child allows him to affect the transaction with full result. The Gemara records an incident where someone said to his wife, "Nichse libanai dihava lei mineich. My property is bequeathed to the sons I will have with you." His oldest son demanded his due, and the father told him, "Zil konik echad mibra. Go and acquire a portion with your brothers." The Gemara rules, Hanach vade loikanu da'akati lesno. Any future children do not receive anything because they were not even conceived at the time. Therefore, the gift was not effective. However, regarding the older son, it is a machlekes whether is chaylik letalia b'malkim benaya, he receives a portion as if the estate were divided among the unborn brothers. Thus, if the father then has an additional 3 children, the older son receives 1/4 of his property. Or less chaylik letalia b'malkim benaya, he receives nothing because the father equated his portion to the brother's portion. Therefore, just as they receive nothing, neither does he. The Gemara compares this to a case of kanik kechamar loikana. If one says, acquire just like this donkey, he does not receive even half the gift. Rather, just like the donkey does not acquire, neither does he.